call
I'm legit when I get back.
You won't have time. We've got to be around the shoot at 6. We'll be there.
It'll take you 5 minutes.
You got them? No. I may take them up to the bathroom or something if they've done.
I should pick them up. They'll wander
around.
He was there.
What time are we leaving, Linda?
9:30.
Oh, right. Sit down for a few minutes then. Do you want another look at the
care book?
Do you want
to pass me any more tea?
Are you going to have some more tea? No, I won't bother. I haven't got
the butter. Hello, baby. 2 minutes go across. One boy comes
reduced in price. So I quite liked the paper. I bet you
rather have the head one.
rather than even it had dancers on it, and it sort of black with all dancers on it. Which one? That'd be better. Look at all these. I can't bear these Bible bashes that are pushing it like that.
No.
Imagine if this was all the superstore sites.
Oh,
all
God.
These houses would be worth nothing. Oh, that one's sold now. Yes, see, look at them all. They've been on the market for up to a year. But they're,
just really, I never liked just. Only
you can't just.
Just
sort of you judge them.
No, you can't. I don't think I want to come back to Woking.
Was it naive?
I don't think so.
No. No, I don't.
For one thing, I don't want to pick up with people like Joe again or Jean. They're part of a life that's completely
different,
over,
isn't it?
And totally different outlook, interests.
No, I think either Guildford, if you came back.
I think Guildford would be ideal for me. Because it's got the university and evening classes and all the rest of it, and it's
a city. Well, it isn't actually, is it? It's a town.
And Neil would get more chance.
Neil
there.
Would get far more chance.
In Woking.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's a lot more going on in Guildford.
Yes.
Mind you, I mean, I think Woking's going to be, it's going to be a lot more for youngsters. I mean, we've got the bowling alley opening in February.
Yes.
But there again, what kid's going to be able to afford it then? So what age is it going to attract?
Well, this business of Neil staying in bed all day, part of it is that, yes, he hasn't got the interests, except his karate, but then he hasn't got the money to follow things up anyway.
I always think, I mean, it just annoys me that I hate anyone staying in bed. I just think it's a waste of a day.
Well, it is, but I mustn't let it annoy me, Brenda, because he must know what he's doing.
Well, that's it. I mean,
he's probably used staying in bed as his escape.
Oh, that's it, because
he's
probably so bored, will he?
Got away from his mother and
the fact you sleep it, you're not thinking about
that's
it.
That's right.
And you try and, you know, sort of block things out,
yes,
don't you? It's just
yes,
sort of like
I
a mental
so.
Escape, really.
Yes.
It's a sort of block out.
Yes. I know that Pam Palmer said of one of her friends whose husband was having, he didn't like his work, he was not happy. And she said, Angela said to her, oh, poor Neil has to, stays in bed until 1 o'clock every Saturday, and then on Sunday he gets up late and then he has a long rest in the afternoon. And Pam said to me, he's copping out. Whereas you see Jerry, who was at ease with he did things and stresses like everybody, and there were times when his job got him down, but his attitude, and he'd been taught to get on and do things, so he would be painting the back of the house, or going on with his hobby, or doing jobs on the car. He would just do them.
Well, you've got to get on with it, haven't you?
Yes.
Come on, you know.
I'll be interested to know whether Neil did that list of things I asked him to do.
Like what?
I asked him to bring the dustbins in, empty the dishwasher, with Paul's help to rehang the curtains. You know, the curtains to the patio, you know they're on brown rings with little tiny screwed in metal rings in the brown rings. And you thread the hook of the curtain through this little metal ring. Well, those have started to come away. Now, you can't just replace them. You've got to take the whole lot down. You've got to lift the whole lot off the wall and unthread the curtains and put back the right number of rings and hook, and it's a palaver, and I haven't done it. I took the thing down, but I haven't put it back. So I said, the rings are in the top drawer of the bureau in the garage. If you go and get them, get Paul to help you to remount the whole thing. It needs somebody with stepladder or whatever, you see. And there's that to do. And what else was there? Oh, I asked him to go to the insurance company and find out whether I'm covered with them for having my aerial replaced. And I wrote a letter asking if he could be empowered to sign the claim form for me. Now, I wonder whether he managed to do it
all. Did you leave him a note? Did you actually ask him?
I wrote it down. I wrote it all down. I asked him and I wrote it down.
What did he say?
Because he was half asleep at the time. It was just before I left at about 9 to come down here, you see.
I should think he would. But having said that, you don't know sort of how he's feeling at the moment.
No. Oh, I do know how he's feeling. He's feeling defeated, Brenda.
That's it. And I mean, the thing is, you try not to, you know, I mean, you think to yourself, oh, well, you know, things will get better. But you just feel And now I do, I have to, it'll go a lot, our things will be any easier, and, you know, like I said, every slightest thing is so dramatic to me.
Yes.
At the moment, where, you know, I would normally try to take it in my stride.
Yes.
But the slightest thing, it's so stupid because you think to yourself, like days ago, I was like, take deep breaths.
Right. When I went to that stress management course, we were told to use physical resources like deep breathing and actually making yourself sit down and making yourself go floppy on a sofa. Just let every muscle, let it relax. That did us a power of good, Shirley Jones and myself.
Friday night, Saturday and Sunday, it's all like rehearsals for the Sounds of Music.
Yes. Are you going to slacken down the dancing a bit when she's at the secondary school?
Well, I'll just see how she goes.
Yes.
The thing is, I mean...
When she's in the first two classes, it won't matter so much, but as you approach GCSE,
The fact is now, I mean, where like 2 years ago she was taking two or three exams at a time, now it's just once sort of a year.
Yes.
You know, where it was twice or three times a year. But now as they get up, they don't take many, so there's not, you know, this up to sort of like 13, they really sort of... about the older ones, but it's they sort of, because of the school work and Saturday jobs and all that, I mean, you know, they don't have to be as committed
No.
When they're sort of younger. Well, Sheila, I mean, I always find what I'm saying to Kim, you know, I mean, you have all these, you know, it's like Sean's giving up, he's giving up his karate and and I said, well, you know, I'm sorry, but she shouldn't have let him.
No, I think...
There's no, I mean, ifs or buts. I mean, you know, it's like today, I mean, Jenny wrote to me and said, oh, will you come with us shopping if you don't want to go dancing? Mm. You know, I give her the ultimatum, right, you can come with us, but damn well I wouldn't have let her come.
No.
You know,
no,
I mean, I sort of said it.
Yes.
But I mean, the fact is, there's no way she gets.
You didn't hear me saying, oh golly, I'd love to have her come with us.
No, that's it.
No, I mean,
the fact is, she's dedicated to her dancing.
Yes, she must be at this stage.
You know, there's no ifs or buts skiving off because she wants to do something else. No. I mean, the other week she wanted to go to a school disco, and I said, look, hang on here, get your priorities right. And I said, okay, and I said to a dance teacher in front of her, she wants to go to a disco. And she said to her, put your seatbelt on, yeah.
Oh, yes.
She said to her, the teacher said to her, well, you know, what do you want to do? And she said, well, I'd like to go because it's my last year. And the teacher said to her, well, I'm sorry, she said, but no, I'm not happy with you taking time off.
No,
You've got exams coming up.
Quite,
I would rather
quite.
You be here.
Yes, yes.
And then she said, okay, fair enough. I will. God, that tape can't be finished. Turn itself off, that's a bit blooming awkward. So I think it's a sat magnet.
What about the quarry one?
Where is that? Down the Devlands?
No. It's a bit out of the town. It's where we've just come up. But you turn left.
Oh, I think this will move, Jean. I mean,
it seems to be moving pretty fast at the moment.
No, I guess it's only if the police come, they'll move you on.
Yes, yeah. Excitement going.
come out, the lights change. So obviously, this early, there's not going to be many that's actually coming out.
No.
And the size of it, I can't see it being full up. Like us, we know what shops we want.
Yeah. And especially if they've planned to go somewhere else today.
There's a car coming out, so it should change colour. it's on the outside. No, that was on the outside. Yes, that's changed, see?
One's gone, yeah.
Two's gone. When you're sort of there, because you'd cause more problems backing out from here, seeing he's naughty behind me, because he's come right across
the keep clear space,
which you shouldn't have done.
No.
Even though they're coming out on the inside, it's the outside they're coming out, that's when the light changes. It's like a magnet, obviously. See?
On the outside.
It's normally... Normally there's loads downstairs, but obviously it works on the basis.
How do you get to the downstairs bit, Brenda? Do you know?
If you've ever seen, it'll change now. He's coming out. You go up round and then come down, but
good
people
do
sort
it.
Of fight. Yes, yeah, so if you can get through, but people queue and wait for one on the top.
Oh,
is
I know. I
so
know.
So annoying.
Yeah.
If you look down there, we'll say. I mean, on this floor now, you might, if somebody's just coming out, you might be lucky, but 9 times out of 10, it's...
I'm keeping my head swiveling from side to side, to see if I can spot a space.
Those lights to change, there must be an empty space.
Oh, yes. Well, you'd think so, anyway.
Well, yeah.
Is that anybody behind us?
Yeah, ask me if it's coming out.
Still, I think she gave you the sign for we are going out.
That's great.
they won't, Brenda, because if they did, I would be opening their window or door and telling them exactly their fortune.
I'm going to talk to that Jean, because it's on the floor.
Yeah. It's beautifully done, Brenda. Lovely, lovely parking.
I've got £2 in change. Because it might be the odd saver's coming back.
Yeah.
Let's just have a loop.
Let's have plenty.
Oh, you've got change, yeah.
Yeah. What do you think it comes to?
No, give us... It'd be the odd tens or twenties. I've got enough. I think it's 30 pence an hour.
It is, as I remember it, yes. Have another 20.
Right.
Have another 20. Right. Sorry, that's a one. A 10.
Right, that'll do.
You think so?
Yep, that'll do. Be a little devil, why not? Yeah, they got, look, so they put it all out there. It looks all very nice, doesn't it?
Oh.
Look at that decoration behind you, Jean. God, fancy Sue getting here at 9 o'clock. No, I've done it again. After all that, I've left my ciggies in the car. I am so useless. It's unbelievable.
Well, I'm trying to keep track of so many things, aren't you?
Thing is, I get them out. I still lost those ones that I got with the matches.
Mm. Somewhere in my house, I've lost a £20 note.
That's even more annoying, isn't it? Mm. Oh, well, the matches are there. Matches. I really must sort this candle out.
Tip it all out on the table.
Oh, you're joking, Jean. No. God, you die of shock. Trouble is, I'm trying to keep everything in order that we need.
Mm. Shall I take some of it?
No, that's all what... Got my lighter and the matches, but the cigarettes I've left in the car. Never mind. I'm not desperate. She says. And I'm so thirsty.
Mm.
Oh, it's a computer shop. I wonder what that was over there.
Like Nancy. very feeble.
Yeah.
I suppose most people get out at 9 and...
Yeah, you come and have a look.
When you're expecting jam and it turns out to be marmalade, it's quite a shock.
It's marmalade.
I think it is. It's very sharp.
Yeah, thick cut marmalade. Mm. Yeah, she's known my mother for, oh God, 30 years, 40 years. I mean, she doesn't see a lot of her. You know, I mean, but she, and she was, I was talking to the other day, she doesn't like to sort of get involved or say a lot,
but she was
saying that, you know, mother is, she's always very, very evil and wicked.
She knows that.
Oh yeah, she said that. She didn't want to say it, but then in the end,
she came out.
She said, you know, she's great, and she said, the way she treats you, she's just unbelievable. She just couldn't believe that's the way.
I mean, your mother tries to torment you.
It just doesn't sink in anymore. I mean, it's just.
No.
You know, that's it, it's gone. I mean, it doesn't... I could do a couple of those. I like those fans with the marble tops. They've popped a lot.
Mm.
And they're quite elegant, aren't they?
Mm. Well, Ikea have all sorts of nice things. Mm. IKEA's furniture is very much more practical than a lot of the traditional stuff that's sold in the shops at vast expense, isn't it?
Mm. There's some good stuff in that IKEA, I think.
Mm. That's a good picture.
Let me see in that book if it gives you any inclination how to go about that. Numbers and how you spend it, so you must have to fill this card in, I should think. The only department is the cosmetics, that's not... We'll ask when we get there.
Thank you.
I was just thinking, the journey from Stowmarket, had a taxi at 9:20. I arrived at the station in good time for the train, but I didn't have to wait more than 3 or 4 minutes, and I was in London at 10:50.
It's not
by
Gannon,
is it? No. At Liverpool Street.
How long from the journey from
that Liverpool? Was the next bit. Yeah. Journeys are funny. You'd think that because we live on, you know, Woking is on top of this place. But I noticed that it was quite, you know, a time. By the time we sat down here, I thought, well, considering that we came in by car door to door practically, and that Brenda was driving, it wasn't a question of public transport, it's taken quite a time to get into Guildford.
We actually dropped Carl off, didn't we? We left home at 9:30. So it's taken an hour just to drop her off on the way, get parked and get in here. And that's taken an hour. Which is, like you say, you could sort of travel from here to London in that hour, couldn't you?
Strange.
Strange how it works. Interesting to see people's bags when they bought and things like that, isn't it?
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. The baby in the high chair smashed it.
Now, unless you're out with your husband, I can't see the point to bringing a baby out on Christmas shopping.
It's too crowded for the kids, isn't it, this time of year? Mind you, some people, I suppose, they've got no option. Perhaps they have to.
Well, my preferred option would be to leave the chap at home with the baby. That's what I did when I had small. But then Jerry wasn't interested in shopping anyway. He quite liked to leave it to me.
I'd rather be home and let you get on with it. I think you get a man that either really likes shopping, don't you? Or one that, or they just totally dislike it.
Yes. That chap I was engaged to, John Hunt, he loved shopping.
Right.
Woolworths, Marks and Spencer's, Quality Discount Store, loved it all, absolutely.
What about the guy that you're seeing at the moment?
Oh, I don't know.
Don't know.
I've only met him twice. By the operation of Sod's Law, I wouldn't mind betting that this nice old man will turn out to be a lovely companion and will treat me as I like men to treat me, with great respect and kindness. Fun. And then I will sell the house and the great.
I mean, have you ever heard what's happened to Joe and her husband? Because her husband was ill, wasn't he?
Yes, he's all right. Well, I don't suppose he's all right, but he's staggering on, you know, in the way that Jerry did.
No.
Marge Williams keeps me informed. She says she meets Joe in the town and they exchange a few words and so on.
So what's Marge doing now then?
She's writing a children's book. She's written one and it's doing the rounds of the publishers. And she's writing a second. She is a fanatical gardener. She goes and visits friends throughout the year. Marge has got her life well settled.
Has she still got all that weight?
It's falling off.
It is falling off.
Just as I predicted it would, it's falling off. She's happy, you see.
Have you still seen that chap?
I think so, yes. Doesn't say much about him, because he lives in France now and only comes over occasionally to sort things out on business. But I rather think that he still nips in, and as Marge said coyly to me one year, I've given her a lovely little candle in a special little bowl with water, safety candle, but it was very pretty. It was from Marks and Spencer's, and she said, your candle assisted at the rites of Venus last night.
She was rather large, wasn't she?
Yes.
No.
No.
Have you got one or two?
Two.
I'll move round.
We won't be very long.
We're going anyway.
Yes.
No, it won't be long before we go anywhere.
Yes. Where do you come from then?
Other side of Godalming.
Oh yes, yes. That's an effort.
Probably it's everywhere you go at the moment. I mean, all the cafes you've got to wait and no seats. Is there? We tried another one before we came here.
Yes.
To the town short of cafes or something.
Oh. There used to be the Cardoma. Almost opposite here, it was an enormous cafe and had a downstairs and an upstairs. And when that went, there was nothing to replace it.
You ready to go?
Yes, I'm just scrabbling about, Brenda, to see where I've got my purse.
Don't worry, I'll get this. They give me some money. I've got £10, so...
You sure?
Yeah. I'll go and sort this out.
Right. I must get to the Nationwide.
Yum. Good. Hot and hot.